Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Matthew Fox, who's an internationally acclaimed theologian who was a member of the Dominican Order for 34 years. Fox founded the Institute in Culture and Creation Spirituality, which operated for 7 years, but then became a chief target of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, Pope John Paul II's chief inquisitor and head of the Congregation of Doctrine and Faith. Ratzinger, who later became Pope Benedict, silenced Fox for 1 year in 1988 and ultimately forced him to step down as director of the ICCS. 3 years later, he expelled Fox from the order. Matthew Fox is the author of 28 books, which have sold more than 1.5 million copies. His bestsellers include Original Blessings, A Spirituality Named Compassion, The Coming of the Cosmic Christ, and Prayer, A Radical Response to Life. His latest book is The Pope's War, Why Ratzinger's Secret Crusade Has Imperiled the Church and How It Can Be Saved. Welcome to Background Briefing, Matthew Fox.
Thank you, Ian. It's good to be with you.
And I'm just wondering, given what appears to be a very different Pope Francis from his predecessors, whether the cardinals who chose him are having buyer's remorse.
I think some are and some aren't. You know, I think that the cardinals were, some of them are pretty aware that things were absolutely sinking. In the Catholic Church as we know it, and they wanted a reform. And I think clearly this fellow is putting his best into it. I actually wrote a small book this year called Letters to Pope Francis that's just coming out in Italian this week. In it, I speak to him about some ways he could accomplish reform both inside the Church and outside. But I do think that he's showing signs of life, his refusal to move into the palace, for example, and his obvious public stance in favor of the poor, as opposed to what he calls wild economic liberalism and so forth. I think he has a real sense. Of course, he comes from the Third World, and so I think he has a sense of what the economic system as it's running today is doing to the poor as well as to the other creatures. I think that's why he chose the name Francis, that he has a sense of ecology and what's happening with global warming and so much health on the planet. So, yeah, he is a breath of fresh air for sure.
And he talks about, of course, the global capitalism in terms of a globalization of indifference. And it's in this new document that's just been released, he's calling upon the church to refocus on the poor. And he's basically, not that other popes haven't talked about the ills of capitalism, he does talk about the new idolatry of money. And given the disparity of wealth in this country and how many of the countries in the world appear to be run by oligarchs, including the United States in many ways, it's refreshing to hear that.
Well, it is. He says, and I quote, "Christianity condemns both communism and wild capitalism with the same vigor." So definitely he's trying to talk about an economic system that would work for everybody, and that doesn't mean just the humans, but all the creatures of the earth. One of the proposals I make in my letters to him is that he and the Dalai Lama go on a world tour together and talk about these kind of things, about a revolution of values, about ecology and about poverty and how we could have an economic system that works for everyone and not just a few, about gender justice toward women. Now there, I think the church itself has a lot to learn internally, but nevertheless, I think that if the two of them were to go out like that, it would it could make a difference, because there's so many people working at the grassroots to try to change things for the good, and they can use some wind in their sails. And I think the kind of publicity that the two of them would get as a tag team would put wind in their sails. I also think they'd get along fine, and they'd teach one another something.
Well,
what do you think of that, the Dalai Lama and the Pope on a world tour?
Well, I...
Six continents.
Who would be the warm-up act?
Well, there's a good question. Are you nominating yourself?
No way. But let me ask you, Matthew Fox, about the general tone here of this new document the Pope's released, where he talks about that he prefers a church that was bruised, hurting, and dirty because it has been out on the streets rather than the church, which is unhealthy from being confined and from clinging to its own security. And this is, of course, you mentioned he doesn't live in the palace, he doesn't have a limousine, and that is a refreshing change, I think, in itself, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and needless to say that the right wing is getting fits over this guy, and so it's going to be an interesting spectacle to watch to see just how some of the more convinced, orthodox, entrenched wings of the church respond to this kind of invitation. But at least it sounds something much closer to St. Francis's vision and obviously to that of Jesus as well. So, as you say, it's very welcome. And one of the main points I make in my letters to him is that he chose the name Francis, and so he sets the bar very high because people do know the basics of Francis's vision. And so in a way, he was asking for this, I think, and I encourage him. I support him, and I hope he can pull it off. I also hope he's allowed to live because I think there are powerful forces that don't aren't in his camp on such subjects as he's raising.
Again, I'm speaking with Matthew Fox, who's an internationally acclaimed theologian who was a member of the Dominican Order for 34 years. He founded the Institute in Culture and Creation Spirituality. He was essentially hounded out of the church by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who later became Pope Benedict, and he was expelled from the order. And he's the author of 28 books, which have sold more than 1.5 million copies. And his most recent book is The Pope's War, Why Ratzinger's Secret Crusade Has Imperiled the Church and How It Can Be Saved. And you just mentioned you've written also a subsequent book of letters to Pope Francis. In terms of reforming the church, specifically, and of course, the new document does reiterate the church's opposition to the ordination of women, and said that's not a question open to discussion. But in terms of reforms, he apparently had a recent meeting with a group of cardinals to consider ways to reform the Vatican bureaucracy. And he also this month launched an unprecedented survey of the views of lay Catholics on modern family life and sexual ethics. So tell me about that, because I know when he said recently that the church is obsessed with abortion, that really seemed to single out these very right-wing bishops we have here in the United States.
Very much so. And there's no question that he's trying to decentralize the Vatican, which has obviously become super, uber-centralized in the last 34 years with the previous two popes. But I think it's a shame that that he's already ruled out discussion again about women's role in leadership and ministry. First of all, because the scholarship is deeply flawed in the Catholic Church about the history of this. They're telling us women can't be ordained priests because Jesus only ordained men, but Jesus did not ordain men. Ordination happened in the second century, not the first century. And there were many women leaders in the early church. Paul names them by name, these leaders who accompanied him and also hosted him in many different cities. So it's simply not accurate that the argument they have is neither biblical nor historically founded. So I think that's a pity. Also, in another statement earlier, this Pope had said that we need a women's theology in the church. Well, there's been a women's theology for 45 years. Women have been writing marvelous theology, and they've been shut down. And I, a man, was accused by Ratzinger. His number one objection to my theology was that I'm a feminist theologian. So there's been plenty of women's and feminist theology going on, and to say that we need one is, I don't know, it's kind of scary. One is where he's been the last 45 years, secluded from women's wisdom like that. But at the same time, yeah, I'm glad that he's pushing the reform of the church from the inside, and I wish him well. There's so much to be reformed, and people, you know, aren't waiting around, really. The younger generation, I did another book this year called Occupy Spirituality with Adam Bucko, an activist and contemplative in New York City, working with street youth. And it's about young adults and spirituality. We did a lot of surveys of young people. And they're just not waiting around for the church to get its act together. They're moving, and they're moving around political issues, which I think Pope Francis would be on board with, such as Occupy represented, issues of justice and economic justice, but also they're moving around issues of deep ecumenism and interspirituality, interfaith, and bringing the contemplative and the active together. So I think that there's a lot happening in the world today, and it'd be great if the Pope got on board, and it's too bad that he's kind of resisting the women's thing, because I don't think you're going to reform any organization by having it all in the hands of men. I don't think a pedophile crisis like this could have occurred if women had been in positions of leadership and questioning. It became a men's club, and they were covering up for one another. Obviously, these cardinals, like Cardinal Law, were covering things up, and I don't think women would have allowed them to get away with that.
So, Matthew Fox, just back to the Pope's document. This is what is music to my ears. I beg the Lord to grant us more politicians who are genuinely disturbed by the state of society, the people, the lives of the poor. Here we are in a country where the last election was about between $6 and $10 billion. And I mentioned that we're effectively a plutocracy as opposed to a democracy. And you've got these Republicans in Congress who just cut food stamps for the poor, one of whom quoted the Bible saying that he who does not work doesn't deserve to be fed. And yet this guy's getting his family farm in Tennessee is getting huge subsidies from the taxpayer. So do you think with the people like Boehner and Ryan as self-professed Catholics, do you think that Francis is going to have an effect on them?
One can pray for miracles, but I think you name the situation, that there's a whole politics of denial here, and it's a politics of serving and being served by the large corporate interests, is government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations. And like you say, I think it's a good thing for the Pope to call for politicians who are generally disturbed by poverty. And a lot of that, of course, is things like food stamps and so forth, but also it's about not having jobs, or, if you will, about having such low-paying jobs that even people with full-time work have to go on food stamps because the wages are so low, while McDonald's and Walmart and all the others are making untold millions and billions of profits. So it is a system that seriously needs revamping. And like you say, unfortunately, the politicians are in their lap. And, of course, so are legislatures and judges and the rest. I mean, it becomes a system that's self-serving. And yeah, we need people rattling the cages, and it's good that the Pope is one of those people.
Well, Matthew Fox, I appreciate you joining us here today.
Well, thank you, and always good to be with you.
And again, I've been speaking with Matthew Fox, who's an internationally acclaimed theologian who was a member of the Dominican Order for 34 years. He founded the Institute in Culture and Creation Spirituality, which operated for 7 years, but then became a chief target of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, Pope John Paul II's chief inquisitor, the head of the Congregation of Doctrine and Faith. Ratzinger, who later became Pope Benedict, silenced Fox for 1 year in 1988, but ultimately forced him to step down as director of ICCS, and 3 years later he expelled Fox from the order. Matthew Fox is the author of 28 books, which have sold more than 1.5 million copies. His bestsellers include Original Blessings, A Spirituality Named Compassion, The Coming of the Cosmic Christ, and Prayer, A Radical Response to Life. His latest book is The Pope's War, Why Ratzinger's Secret Crusade Has Imperiled the Church and How It Can Be Saved. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.